And it's Friday, and it's going to be a pretty nice day, too. We'll take a look at that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Food drives, food giveaways, actually. These food trucks have become a real lifeline to a lot of families. And on Monday, there are going to be several food giveaways. Joining us to tell us more about the events happening in Yale, in KPAC, and Algonac is the executive director of the United Way of St. Clair County, Brent Gillette. Brent, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
These food giveaways are a big deal for a lot of families, aren't they?
It is. And you know, a lot of people don't realize how important it is for the fact that when you're not buying groceries, you can use that resource for other situations in your life. And so we find that this is a huge lifeline for a lot of folks that are struggling that didn't think they would be in this situation.
So tell us what's going on Monday. You've got three of these coming up.
Well, we're really concerned with our outlying community. We don't see a lot of those folks traveling into the inner city area, so we talked with our food provider and decided that we wanted to host some trucks out into the shoulder communities, KPAC, Yale, and Algonac, and hopefully we'll be able to, like I say, bridge that gap for a lot of folks that live out in those areas.
These are basically first come, first served. You don't need to make an appointment or anything. And what do people need to bring? I mean, they don't really need to bring anything to prove that they need the food. They just need to show up, right?
Yeah, that, and you're right. It's a first come, first serve. So get there early. The one in KPAC starts at 9 a.m. The one in Yale, same time, 9 a.m. The one in Algonac, though, starts a little later. It's at 11 a.m. And they run until the food runs out. But the really nice part about these new type of food trucks are they're drive-throughs, so you don't have to even leave your vehicle. You get in line with your vehicle, and the volunteers come out to you and give you the food, put them in your trunk or your back seat so that there's very little contact between individuals.
That's fantastic. And the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan provides some really good quality food at these events, don't they?
What's wonderful, yeah, is the fact that we get that resource from Eastern Michigan Food Bank, and they have secured extra things. Normally when you go to a food giveaway, you get non-perishables. You get canned goods and dry goods. But they've been able to connect with farmers and with distributors around the region for breads and vegetables and even some milk sometime. And, you know, those are just something that you don't normally see at these type of giveaways, but they go that extra mile to make sure that people get what they need so that, you know, they're not out trying to find these resources.
9 o'clock Monday morning at the Yale Middle School at St. John Lutheran Church in KPAC, and 11 o'clock Monday at Community First Health Center in Algonac. First come, first serve for these food giveaways. Brent, how's the United Way doing? What are some of the other needs going on right now, and how are they being met in our community? It's been a rough year for a lot of people.
It sure has. And, you know, in situation, this pandemic definitely shows the importance of our community pulling together every fall for the United Way campaign. If you think about it, we wouldn't be able to reel and respond to the needs that happen so quickly. You know, United Way is definitely here for the folks, but only because of the generosity of our community. We've been able to address 12 different needs in our community through applications and so on. We were able to address things like, you know, our emergency response system needing some cleaning assistance, some of our counseling programs. You know, it's amazing what happens to people when they get shut in, when they get isolated for folks, and, you know, some of the things that they have to deal with, and they're not able to go to the normal resources. And so we've had to help our agencies and programs to revamp how they deliver services and make sure that it's done in a safe manner. You know, cleaning supplies have been a huge situation out there, making sure that everything is sterilized every time someone comes into the area or touches, you know, doorknobs or chairs or whatever. So it's a huge shift. And like I said, if it weren't for that annual drive that we have every year, we wouldn't have been poised to be able to respond.
Absolutely.
So we feel very fortunate in our community that our citizens truly understand when we go out and ask for that United Way pledge every year, and they respond accordingly. And sometimes it becomes that routine thing, whereas you never see it until a pandemic like this or a situation like this arises. So I got to say thanks to our community because it definitely made life a little easier for a lot of people.
So, Brent, how does this year's campaign look? Are you going to have any kind of a kickoff event? And how do you go out and campaign for those United Way dollars? That's going to be a huge challenge, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. It's, again, something different, something we hadn't had to deal with in many, many years. But we're looking at a lot of virtual things, a lot of video, online-type pledge processing. We're going to rely very heavily on the business owners to make that time available and the equipment available for folks to view and make those critical decisions on whether or not they're able to at this juncture, or whether or not it fits their culture to support the United Way. We know that a lot of our big customers, our big industrial places, have already started talking about how are we going to, present this opportunity and educate our folks so that they can make that choice based on the facts and based on what they feel is important for our community. But there will be a kickoff. It'll be a little different than before. It will have kind of a drive-through service. We're going to rely on some of the wonderful radio stations in our area, like yours, that help us get the word out and get the news out and so on. But it's going to go on as usual. We know that very important time of the year to recoup those resources that we've been spending on a regular basis, because we only do it one time a year, and that's in the fall of every year. So we know that we can't just skip a year and hope things will get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the irony is that when the need is the greatest, it's that's sometimes the hardest time to try and collect dollars.
So true. And I'm reminded of one of the food trucks I was helping, and it takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of things, but sometimes this is the only place that people get a chance to get out and communicate and talk to people. And there was a gentleman that I recognized in line from one of our businesses in town, and you could tell he was a little bit on the embarrassed side to be there. But, obviously it was something he needed for his family to bridge the gap, and he was willing to talk to me. And what he said really kind of touched my heart, and that was, I'm the guy that usually sets around and decides how I'm going to help. And I'm there for the United Way campaign, and now I'm in line for the help. He said, I never thought that would ever happen to me. And so that really sets the tone for a lot of good people in our community. And I'm very proud of the fact that United Way's volunteers, board of directors, have been able to make good decisions on behalf of their citizens and make sure that these resources, when are called upon, are there and available.
If there is somebody who needs help, whether it's food or they can't pay their utilities, they can't pay their rent or their mortgage, or they need counseling services, there is so much help available. And as they're listening, saying, "I'd love to be able to take advantage of that. I just don't know where to turn." What should they do? Who should they call?
Well, the very first step, Paul, is 211. We've always had an opportunity with first call for help, but by partnering with 211, we have a information highway that's second to none. And that's a first stop. And what they'll do is give them options and opportunities, let them know who has resources, and direct them in the right direction. United Way has always been proud to say that we're the ones who fill the gaps. So what we do is look at what resources are out there first, and then when it comes back around and nothing else is available, call the United Way. But I would always encourage everyone to call 211 for two good reasons. One, for that information. But the other is for our benefit, and that is we get that data. We get to find out what people are looking for, what the needs are, and then more importantly, what the gaps are. What are we not taking care of? So we can use that data to shift and to change and make sure that we are filling those gaps.
All right, 2-1-1. Remember that. Brent, thanks for all you and the volunteers at the United Way do. Thanks for keeping us updated on all this stuff. And we'll talk again soon, especially as the campaign ramps up in the next few weeks.
Paul, and I appreciate that. And I want to thank you, the radio station, and all those involved, because you are our voice out in the community. And we really appreciate all the times that you're able to spread that message and the word out in our community and help us promote what's good for our community. Thank
you. Happy to be able to do it. Brent, have a great day. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
You too. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.